And welcome to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Again, Carl Gerke is away today. I'm Joe Telustis. Last Wednesday, President Obama hosted the Tribal Nations Conference from the White House in Washington, D.C., an annual event that the president has sponsored over the years. And at that event, he announced an initiative aimed at improving conditions and opportunities for American Indian youth, more than a third of which live in poverty. Today on Dakota Midday, we're going to talk with two of the people present at that event and speakers at that event. Live on the phone with us is Josie Raffolito. She's program manager at the Center for Native American Youth, and Marilyn Fox, a Native youth ambassador and high school student on the Standing Rock Reservation, who spoke at the event. Josie and Marilyn, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Josie, why don't we start with you? Tell us about the Center for Native American Youth. Where is it located and what's its mission?
Sure. So the Center for Native American Youth is a policy program located in Washington, D.C. We're working to raise national awareness to the challenges but also successes that young people are experiencing across Indian country. Suicide prevention is at the heart of our work, and, you know, we were founded by former U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan from North Dakota, so something that really is at the heart of what we do, but knowing that we have to focus on a lot of the other different issues that come into play, like education, juvenile justice issues, child welfare, so looking at the bigger picture of what creates a healthy environment for positive youth development.
How long has the center been open?
So we launched in 2011. So we're coming up on our four-year anniversary pretty soon, actually.
That's a pretty recent time, 2011. Yeah. What was there before that when it came to helping with Indian youth and the challenges of living on the reservation? Or is the point that maybe there wasn't a lot beforehand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're joining, you know, there are national tribal organizations, there are programs, there are, you know, tribal leaders within communities that have been, you know, focusing on young people and making them a priority for years and years. And after Senator Dorgan decided to retire from the Senate, he, you know, was really wanting to pay more attention and continue his efforts to, you know, advocate for Native youth and make sure that, you know, people are paying attention to these issues. And so, you know, knowing that we can't do any of this work alone, we wanted to find a unique role where we can, you know, elevate those voices and stories and conversations into the national dialogue, bring our partners to the table, but also find a way to, you know, invite new folks to join the conversation and, you know, find ways that they can be engaged and, you know, drive more attention and resources to these issues. So we're joining folks that have been doing this for some time, but, you know, we are, you know, the only national organization that's focusing on Native American youth every single day in those issues.
What's the history of the Tribal Nations Conference held at the White House? How long has it been around, and how has it evolved over the years?
Yeah, so this was actually my first time that I was able to participate, and it was an amazing experience. This is a commitment from, President Obama, who has said in his remarks in this past conference, too, that, you know, he's committed to listening and to learning from tribal leaders. So I believe this was, the sixth time that they've been able to bring tribal leaders together from across the country to, you know, be able to speak with, members of his cabinet, to other, you know, national leaders who are making policy decisions and, you know, want to make sure that they have input and discussions with tribal leaders to make sure that they're, you know, learning from one another and know how to, you know, create effective policy.
Marilyn Fox, what is the Native Youth Ambassador? What does that entail?
A Native Youth Ambassador is someone who is recognized within their community to represent their community over at the Tribal Nations Conference over in D.C.
How did you become a Native Youth Ambassador?
I was nominated from my teachers. My teachers took a vote among students throughout the whole school, and I was nominated. I believe I was nominated throughout my activities I put in and my commitment I have to my school.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you want to do it? Being a leader is not always easy. Why did you want to do it?
Well, I'm one of those people that believe that everyone has a purpose, and I feel that my purpose is to be a leader because I know no one else around here. I don't want to say that specifically. I can't speak for everyone else, but I know I know I stand out.
Josie in Maryland asked Josie first. Josie, what is life like for young people on America's Indian reservations, and does that life differ from reservation to reservation and from state to state?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, through our work at the Center for Native American Youth, you know, we're talking about these issues and educating others, and, you know, we really feel strongly that we need to make sure that we're hearing directly from young people. So we spend a lot of our time traveling out to different tribal and urban Indian communities to hear directly from them about, you know, what are the major priorities they see in their communities? What are the major issues that they want, you know, people on a national level to hear about and to learn about? And so, you know, it's been a great way for us to better understand that each community is different, each tribe is different, and each individual from their families is very different too. But overall, the major things that we've been hearing over the past three, almost 4 years now is, you know, the importance of health and wellness and, you know, substance abuse and suicide prevention and some strong discussions on cultural preservation and, you know, young people asking for more cultural activities and learning their languages and traditions and, you know, strengthening their connection with elders. You know, addressing racism has been a huge discussion over the past year, too, and, you know, its connection to the national football team here in D.C. and how that's really making an impact on young people and, you know, fighting negative stereotypes. So, you know, bullying is also a focus in a lot of what we've heard from students, and also the importance of after-school programs and summer activities to find, you know, positive outlets to engage youth and stay healthy and avoid negative influences in communities. So, you know, we put together a Voices of Native Youth report at the end of every year to summarize what we've heard from students, and, you know, that's available on our website, too, at www.cnay.org if folks want to read a little bit more about, you know, what we're hearing specifically from students. But I would absolutely say that, you know, each community, each tribe, each reservation is very, very different and distinct with, you know, the issues that they're facing.
Marilyn Fox, you go to high school on the Standing Rock Reservation, which straddles the border between North Dakota and South Dakota in the very north central part of the state. After hearing Josie talk about conditions, if you would, describe young person's life in Standing Rock. What are the things that you think are going right, and what are the things that you think are the biggest challenges right now?
The things that are going right here on Standing Rock, I believe, would be lately we've had youth go over and they had lunch with President Obama and the First Lady. I believe that that's impacted a lot more thinking to others, and I've seen it in my school recently. And I think that's going right in the right direction. More people are stepping up to the plate and being leaders, being better people. And the challenges I see would have to be the peer pressure and drugs. I'm not gonna put that stereotype out there. I'm just saying, like, there is an impact of drugs here on my reservation here, and it's not shy, and it's pretty bad.
But you say that the visit by President Obama in the last summer, really, it did make an impact with some people.
Yes, it did. Friends, actually, they're asking me how I can help them get involved and how they can get involved. And me heading over there to the Tribal Nations Conference has really helped, because I can tell them what they can do to make a bigger impact as a leader and how they can be a better leader.
So,
Josie,
let's.
I've learned was pretty great.
Josie, let's talk about the president's initiative, calling it, I believe it was Generation Indigenous or Generation I. What did he talk about? What did he list as the tenets of this program? And give us some idea of what it entails and maybe what makes it different from other programs that have come before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, he announced Generation Indigenous and had a few different components to that that the initiative is going to be focusing on, like Native youth community projects, a Native youth report that was also released at the Tribal Nations Conference, a cabinet Native youth listening tour, and also a White House tribal youth gathering. But the component that I can speak to a little bit more is this new national tribal youth network. And, you know, this is something that we're creating in partnership with the White House here at the Center for Native American Youth to strengthen that engagement strategy. How do we get young people further involved? And so, you know, this is going to be, you know, providing a real sustainable platform to engage and provide educational and economic opportunities to Native youth across the country. You know, we're going to be working together with partners and, you know, the Native youth ambassadors that we had a chance to meet with over this past week to develop this and create something that's going to be helpful for leaders who are already doing amazing things in their communities and, you know, us being able to provide, you know, additional access to resources to help them succeed and create this larger network that will help inform national decision makers and, you know, really compel them to prioritize Native youth and, you know, find ways to get young people involved that are being impacted by, you know, federal policy and programs. So the National Native Youth Network is what we're focusing most on.
Yeah, will that network take a physical shape? Are you talking about online resources or things like that, do reservations across the country universally have that kind of access? What are some of the challenges in communication and putting things together? And do you think that most of the pieces are there to actually allow that communication, that networking to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're creating an online portal that's going to be able to, you know, young people across the country are going to have access to, and where we're going to have, you know, up-to-date information about the network, how it can be utilized, what are the resources that are there to help support the young leaders and the efforts that they're leading at home. But, you know, the different goals of this network is really to, you know, help build that platform for youth to voice their challenges and successes, like Marilyn's talking about. How do we make sure that we're hearing from young people across Indian country? You know, increase their access to, again, educational and economic resources and opportunities like scholarships and different trainings that they can bring to their communities, access to mentors and additional support. And then really what it is connecting Native youth with each other, you know, learning from different leadership opportunities. How is Marilyn doing work in her community that maybe someone in, you know, New Mexico or California can start up something similar? So bringing that, you know, that platform just together that where young people can learn from one another. Having it online is a way that we're hearing is going to be a great way for young people to connect. There's going to be, you know, different social media platforms that will be involved too. So we're definitely taking into consideration the different ideas and suggestions that we've heard from young people throughout our work at the Center for Native American Youth, what we've heard from young people from the Youth Ambassador Group as well, to understand what's going to be the best way to communicate these resources and this new network, because it's amazing to create something, but it's, you know, equally, if not more important, to understand how to best communicate that and get people involved.
Marilyn, prior to the conference last week, how much interaction did you have with your peers in other reservations and other Indian and Native American communities across the United States? Is that something that where you had kind of that cross-pollinization? And if not, what's it been like since that time to meet your peers, people who are in similar but maybe different situations around the country?
My peers? I was actually talking to Sophie. She was a fellow youth ambassador. We're thinking about joining up in her program that she's co-created called I Am Indian. And I was thinking about bringing that here today and also networking with all, we had pretty much networked all together as fellow youth ambassadors. We've come together and brought our ideas together, and sharing those ideas together has actually made us closer as individuals, not just as participants in the tribal youth ambassadors.
So do you think in over time you have more in common rather than you have differences?
Yeah, because we were all there for the same reason. We were all leaders.
I want to ask you both if any people on the planet have historic reasons to be skeptical when the White House or other parts of federal government come to visit armed with programs aimed at solving problems, it would be those people living in Indian country. What's your reaction overall to the proposals, and what makes you think that this one will work and that you believe that they have a chance to succeed where maybe generationally in the past there have been well-meaning operations and ideas and things where maybe those have fallen by the wayside? What makes you feel that this time it can be different?
Well, I'll go first. I think that just looking at the way that this Generation Indigenous strategy has been developed, it's really been, in true partnership with tribal members and partners that have been doing this work for some time. I think the real humble approach that the president has taken with tribes has been, a great way to kind of to start these conversations, to build that trust. But then you also have, tribal members that are, they are leaders in the White House. You have Jody Gillette, you have Raina Thiel, who, have their connections to their communities and have done extensive outreach and, understanding with different Native youth and with tribal leaders. So having that, authentic voice and opinion and perspectives on these issues, I think really strengthens this commitment, as well as, the work that we're going to do with this National Native Youth Network is in partnership with young people. It's hearing from them. It's understanding what's going to be most helpful, being, a real place where folks can, call and ask for technical assistance or ask to just share their story and get involved. I think partnership is the biggest word that I think is really going to make this an impactful initiative.
Mm-hmm. Marilyn, how about you? What is it about this program this time that has you encouraged?
It has me encouraged because our youth, those that were representing the other Native Americans throughout the country, were able to come together their ideas that matter just as much as an adult's do. I mean, we are the next generation, and our opinion coming together and sharing our ideas will probably follow through with ours because we have some time to plan ahead. I mean, speaking to tribal leaders while we were at the conference was quite impactful considering how our nation is today. I mean, we can plan ahead for our future, and we can plan ahead for our reservations as well. And we were able to network with each other, which was astounding because despite the differences in the leadership we've carried, we were all able to connect with each other and just share what we have as youth.
We're about out of time for this conversation, but Josie, if you could repeat one more time the website for the program, for the initiative, and if people want to find out more, where can they go to find out more?
Absolutely. So folks can go to www.cnay.org or Center for Native American Youth.org, and there's a place where they can sign up and to learn more information about Generation Indigenous and the National Native Youth Network. So cnay.org is the place to go.
All right, Josie Raffolito and Marilyn Fox, thanks for your time today and appreciate the information and the insights on what sounds like a very exciting future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Josie Raffolito, Program Manager at the Center for Native American Youth, and Marilyn Fox, a Native Youth Ambassador and high school student on the Standing Rock Reservation, both participants last week at the White House Tribal Nations Conference.